Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel chapter 1, we were talking about the way people respond when the preacher talks about a particular sin that they are committing. Pay close attention today. When there's an election, your prayer should be, God, don't give us what we deserve. Give us what we need. And I hope that that is your prayer. And you'll see God's face in this matter. Instead of having already a predetermined thought of how you're going to vote, and then you try to justify all that's evil, instead, ask God to show you how to vote. He's given us that responsibility. He's given us this country, and he's given us responsibility to make our voice heard in this country in that matter. And so I encourage Christians to vote. And again, I hope that you will take that advice and that wisdom from the Word of God. It's not my wisdom, it's God's wisdom, but it's nonetheless the wisdom of God. Now, so often, when God does judge, when he does send trials, and he may be calling us to repent, people respond in one of two ways. In 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 9 and 10, we read this. Now I rejoice, I like that, now I rejoice, not that ye were made sorry, but that ye sorrowed to repentance. For ye were made sorry after a godly manner, that ye might receive damage by us in nothing. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of. But the sorrow of the world worketh death. That not what happened with Judas? Oh, he was so sorry, threw the 30 pieces of silver on the floor there at the temple, and went out and hung himself. Many came to the defense of the Duck Dynasty stalwart, Phil Robertson. Now, Phil Robertson and I would not see eye to eye on biblical things, that's for sure. And maybe even some other areas of morality and demeanor and things of that nature. But he was attacked for his stand on homosexuality as a sin, and I agree with him. It is a vile, rotten sin. I believe that that's what the Bible teaches, and if that's what the Bible teaches, and it does, then that's what it is. Well, the world got as mad as some Christians get when we preachers hit sin and tell it as it is to men as they are. When we hit the sin of contemporary worship and music, when we hit the sin of immodesty and women dressing like the harlot dresses. When we hit the sin of gambling, for example, the lottery. When we hit the sin of adultery. When we hit the sin of a lack of faithfulness to God's house. You say, wait a minute. You said all those bad things and then you put that in there. You know, James 4:17 says, therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Now, is it good to be faithful to God's house, as Hebrews 10:24 and 25 command us to do? Then you know that it's good to do that. You can do it and you don't. What is it? That's right. It is sin. Now, people don't look at laying out a church as sin, but people aren't the judge. God is. And if that's what God says, and it is what he says, then it is sin. Whether you've got 1,000 theologians with 25 letters after each of their names saying something differently. When God says it, it's always, always right. And if man disagrees, then man is always, always wrong. Now, just as the world cannot be convinced of the sin of homosexuality, neither can many so-called Christians, because they are walking in the religious flesh instead of in a righteous spirit of God. That is why so many are setting aside Bible doctrine for the purpose of coming together as a big happy family. Now, the Bible predicted in 2 Timothy chapter 4 that that's exactly what would happen in these last days, that they would not endure sound doctrine. They'd instead heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. In other words, teachers will make them feel good, you know, feel good about myself. I remember growing up, I used to hear people say, I don't feel like I've been to church unless the preacher stepped on my toes. But you know what, today I've seen that pass now, and people say, I don't feel like I've been to church if I don't leave feeling good about myself. I've got to feel good when I leave church. Well, listen, that preacher hits sin hard, and you'll just go forward to that altar and repent and get things right with God, you'll feel good. But you better base your faith on the Word of God, not on your feelings, because those feelings are fickle and they change from day to day. So let your faith be on God's Word, not in your own personal feelings. So, that is why we say, get in the Word and stay in the Word. We are to ever avoid the appearance of evil. As a matter of fact, 1 Thessalonians 5:22 says, avoid all appearance. It says, abstain from. All is the word. Abstain from all, meaning any kind of. Abstain from all appearance of evil. And so, as a church, as a nation, we got to get back to that, because if we don't do that in the church, don't expect America to have revival, and don't expect our country to escape judgment. Now, there's too many examples of the past 200 years of nations that did that, and they have since suffered severely the judgment hand of God. Now, the first thing I want you to see here is the call to prayer. In verses 14 and 15, there was a call to repent. Remember those verses? He said, sanctify ye a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land into the house of the Lord your God, and cry unto the Lord. Alas for the day of the Lord is at hand, and as a destruction from the Almighty shall it come. So there is a call to prayer and to repent there in verses 14, 15. But we have the call to get in God's book, to be holy, as 1 Peter chapter 1 gives us a very imperative command, a present imperative, as a matter of fact. He said, what is a present imperative command? It is a command by God to start doing something. Do it now. Keep doing it and never stop till I either take you home or you are raptured up into heaven. Then we can go on if he has something else. But until then, it's a command and he'll give an account. Matter of fact, we also know that a present imperative command, if it's negative, it means it's stop doing this and don't ever let it happen again. Do yourself a favor. With that thought in mind, read 1 Peter 1, verses 14 through 16, and you'll see, wow, I'm going to get called to an account for this. Look at verse 14, what it tells you not to do, and verses 15 and 16 of 1 Peter chapter 1, and what it tells you to do, and then let God work from there. So, when there's a national disaster, or when the church is under attack, as seen in 1 Peter 4, verses 17 through 19, we then, as a fundamental, Bible-believing, you might say biblicist, who may stand as the last bastion of God in the hope of revival. We need to wake up. Listen to this from 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 17 through 19. For the time has come, the judgment must begin at the house of God. Now understand, in Israel, that was being preached. Judgment's coming. You got to repent. They wouldn't heed that. And I'm afraid the same thing's happening today. For the time has come, the judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall be the end of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing, as unto a faithful Creator. Well, I like that. You commit your souls to him in well-doing, knowing that he is a faithful Creator. He'll never leave you nor forsake you, so you stay committed to him. Because judgment is coming, we may be the last hope of revival. Remember in the days there of Josiah, God was going to judge, but this king turned to the Lord, repented, and just turned 100%, to the way of the Lord, seeking to fulfill his will, his law, his word. God said, okay, I'm still going to judge a nation, but I'm going to wait till this guy's dead. As long as he's alive, my good hand's on him. And God blessed the kingdom of Josiah in a very bad day in which they lived. So we must let go of the flesh and put on holiness and righteousness. And this is what we see in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 22 through 24, that you put off concerning the former conversation, that is the former way you lived, your former lifestyle, your former thought pattern, your former way of doing things, your former whatever, that you put off the former conversation. And he says this, the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. The deceitful lust. Oh, I'm doing the best I can. Oh, there's many roads to heaven. Oh, you know, God will weigh my good against my bad. Listen, all of that is a philosophy of hell and has deceived so many. That's part of being the former conversation in the old man. And then he says in verse 23 of Ephesians 4, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Not the fake holiness that's out there today. No, this is in true holiness. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.